סימן תוף צדי זיין דיני הכנה ביום טוב 17 סעיפים. So the simon begins with the Mishnah that we've already discussed in the beginning, in the very beginning of Hilchos Yontov. The Mishnah in Beitza Chav Gimel Amud Beis that begins the Perek, Perek Ein Tzadin Dagim Min Abibrim BeYontov. You're not allowed to catch fish from, let's say, a smallish pool on Yontov. The Einos Nimlifnei Amazonos, and you also can't feed the fish. That's one of the issues with throwing bread into the Tashlich Lake to feed the fish. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Aval Tzadin Chayev Ov Min Abibrim BeYontov. But you can catch a Chaya and Ov, different types of animals, not fish, from the Bibar on Yontov, and you can give them food. Rashi explains why, you know, is this, if an animal is already in a Bibar, is it caught? Is it not caught? So, by the fish, they are not caught because they, you know, it's hard to catch a fish. They very quickly go from side to side, and even if they're already in a Bibar, which is a small-ish area, it's still hard to catch them. Okay. Then the Mishnah finishes. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Amar Lo Kol HaBibrin Shavin. It depends on the Bibar. Zeh HaKlal Mechuset Seida Aser Ein Mechuset Seida Mutter. If it's considered already to be caught, then it's caught. And if it's not considered to be caught, because you have to do another act of catching it, then it's not caught. Okay, then you get into details of exactly what that means, which is not what we're going to focus on right now. Now, Rashi explains that over here, Rashi says, you're not allowed to feed the fish because they don't need your food. The fish have their own food. They eat each other. They eat the vegetation that's growing over there. They don't need your food. And the animals, the regular animals, they need your food. And they are animals, your obligation to feed them. The Ran quotes a different Rashi saying that you're not allowed to feed the fish because the fish are muksa. And therefore, you're not allowed to burden yourself to help the muksadika fish. Now, the way Rashi sets things up, we're dealing with an Isser Tzeda. The Rambam, right, which we discussed at length in Taf Tzadi Hey, is that the Rais, is that the Rabbanan, we had a big machlekes. Some say that Minatayra, anything Ochal Nefesh, is really mutter. Chazal asa things that are done on a large scale and are not done for that specific day. And then there's another Shita, more in the Ushalmi, that it's Aser Min Hatar. Now, the Rambam says, seems to say, I think he does say, there is no tzeda at all. Not min haTorah, not min drabanan. But you still can't catch the fish. Why can't you catch the fish? Because the fish are muksa. Which is very interesting. I understood the fish are muksa because you can't catch them. Rambam holds, no, the mitzad tzeda, there's no problem. The whole problem is the muksa. Now, the Gemara goes on to ask Akasha, that by our Mishnah it says you can catch a chaya and oaf in a biber on Yontif, and you can give them mazonos. Then the Gemara has a kasha that the biber of chaya and ofos you cannot catch on Yontif, and you cannot feed them. So the Gemara asks this kasha, and the Gemara says it depends on the biber. Is it a big biber or a little biber? Big biber, you can't catch them. Little biber, you can't catch them. So Tosus points out, wait a second, you answered the stira in terms of catching the animals, but you haven't answered the stira in terms of feeding the animals. Because when Mishnah says you're allowed to feed them, the other Mishnah says you're not allowed to feed them. Which leads Tosus to say, so Kanereh, he says, ha b'ha talia. You're not allowed to feed the animals because we're afraid you're going to come catch them. If you're allowed to catch them, then there's no reason to feed the animals. Otherwise, there's no other way, how else It's a beautiful Tosis. How else do you understand the Gemara? The Gemara points out a stira. It only explained the first part of the stira, not the second part. But if you say that feeding the animal directly related to catching them, and it says the whole issue is you don't, if you're not going to feed the animal, Gzeira Shema Yatsudam, you'll come to catch them. And if there's no Isser Tzeda, there's no Isser to feed them. Okay, the Ramah focuses on an Isser Tzeda. We'll soon see. The Taz focuses on the Isser Muksa. Okay. So, Shalom Rabbi Chesko. Let's take a look at Tov Tzadi Zayin, Seif Aleph. Tov Tzadi Zayin, Seif Aleph. Ein Tzodin Dagim Min HaBibarim. You're not allowed to catch fish from these little pools. Hagah, note, says Ramah. Okay, hold on. The Bir Halacha points out. Visit say the beyond of imhu daraisa derabanan ayin el tuf tzadi hei beis, where we had a whole discussion. Like we just said, the Machaber says mafurish asrum chachamim. Mishra brings down from the Marashal, the Rajma, and others that it is in fact asr min hatar. Hagot note says the Rama. Afilu b'makom she'ena mechusarim tzeda. You're not allowed to catch the fish from the beaver even if it's not mechusar tzeda. Meaning it's already caught in this pool. Why? Fisha biber rechav harbe, because it's funny. It's not mechusar tzeda, but at the end of the day, he says it is mechusar tzeda. Because the biber is rechav harbe, it's still very wide. V'adagim nishmat me'elach ve'elach. So at the end of the day, the fish, they're very quick, and it's very hard to catch them. So they're not mechusar tzeda, I guess, in a broad sense, but even if they're in the pool, it's still very hard to catch them, and therefore it's going to be awesome. Mishabur explains Sifkat and Bez, Ratzalama, Shahaya Habibur Katan. We're talking about a small pool. Shain Tarach Lama Havei Mitsuda Unitsu Denu. That's a lesson from the Gemara. Do you have to go ask for a net to go get them? You don't need to do that. Uvachayev Aov Kiagad Nochoshev Ain Machusid Seida. If you're dealing with a Chayev Aov, it's not Machusid Seida. That's already caught. Kidilakaman, as we'll see in Seif Zayin. Look at Seif Zayin. Let's jump to Siv Zayin for a second. Tuf Tzadi Zayin Zayin. Shar Kol Chaya V'Of. She Mechusarim Tzeda. She Tzarech Lomar. You need to say, Havei Mitsuda Unitsudenu. Bring me a trap and we'll trap him. So that's a sign that he's not yet trapped. Also, Latsudan, you're not allowed to trap them. But he's taking the family of Zaros and you're not allowed to feed them. V'Kol She'ein Mechusarim Tzeda. And if it's not a lacking tzeda, then it's already caught. Motu latu, then you're allowed to catch him because they're already caught. Relita fam azonos. And I can also give them azonos. Why aren't they muksa? Says the Mishabur Sifkatun Chav. Motu latu, then hainu im his mina. That's only if you designated them before yontif. The last bumishu muksa. Then there is no muksa aspect. There's a muksa aspect, but pashtus, there's a muksa aspect and a separate tzeda aspect. According to the Rambam, sounds like they're the same. But according to everybody else, there's a muksa aspect and a tzeda aspect. So if you're his minam, you said you designated him that you want them to eat before yontif. So there's no muksa problem. So then and there's no tzeda problem. So you got to take them and shech them or whatever you do to eat them. Halav hachi also the tafsam. Otherwise, you're not going to grab them. She also gam betiltu. So even if there's no tzeda problem, there's still going to be a muksa problem. Okay, that's Siv Zayin. Let's jump back to Siv Aleph. So by regular animals, they're in a small pen, so it's easy. They're considered caught. Gabe dagim ho behem mechusim min ha'ayin. Since the fish, so here's another line. The Magen Avraham jumps on from the Magi Mishnah. Since the fish are, you don't see them because it's usually dirty water. La biber rachav, and this biber, this pool is still wide. La olam heim nishmatim lechornos dagin. The fish are still able to, you know, jump around and go from corner to corner. Lachin lo chashiv nitzodin. They're not considered to be caught. Ho v'yesh akol panim tarach letavsam, since it's still difficult to catch them. V'kos of Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham wrote, Dimamayim tzlulim. Hold on a second. Look at the Sharat Tzion for a second. Ois Gimel. Talking about the Isser seda. Maimer Mordechai Yisrael Mefarshim Mevir Divi Ramo. Vine, af dehat, there's gigantic taz over here. Af dehat taz azba divi hamachmir mebiber katan dumishum iser muksa. The taz wants to say it's an iser muksa, which sounds like the Rambam. I didn't read through the taz. I started. It's a double side on the same double sided taz. It's a big one. Harama al korchach ein daito mishum muksa elim mishum tzeda. The Rama holds is a tzeda. The Taz sounds like muksa, and that's how they understand the Rambam. So I guess the Taz is going mishita sarama. Continues the Mishabura. Because of a mangarab, dimamayim tzlulim. Let's say the water's clear, and you can obviously, if you can't see the fish, that makes it that much more difficult to catch the fish. I think they're hard enough to catch, even if you can see them. But certainly, if you can't see them, so then they're not considered to be caught. And so says the Magi Avraham, and the Magi Mish is the one who focuses on the fact that you can't see the fish. So if that's the case, imamayim tzlulim. If the water's clear. And you're able to see the fish. So then if the beaver is considered katan, then it's not considered mechuset seida because you can see them and you're able to grab them. There's still going to be a muksa problem. Look at the Sharatzion Ois Vav. He's quoting Shulchan Aruch Rav. Ayin Sham Shizik Bazal Amagin Avram. Umaskim Imataz. Shulchan Aruch Rav sides with the Taz, who focuses CTRVHYC. Hold on. The Shulchan Aruch Rav sides with the Taz that we're dealing with an Isser Muksa and not an Isser Tzeda. Vidaito, and his opinion is. Look at the Berhetev. They've got an aleph. Yeah, that's what we're saying. Yeah. So look, we're now in the Sharatzion Ois Vav. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav is siding with the Taz against the Magen Avraham. Vidaito. Taz asa af pitzum shemuksa. If it's a muksa problem, then it doesn't matter if you can see them or not. It's still going to be muksa. That's how the Magen Avraham understands that the Magen that's how the Shulchan Aruch Rav understands the Taz. Even if it's clear water, it's still also Mishum Muksa, and the Taz is still going to argue on the Magen Avraham. However, continues the Sharatzion, Amnon. Prima Gadim Ra'isi Shekasev, the Gamma Taz Mod of the Magen Avraham Mitzulim. Prima Gadim wants to say that the Taz agrees with the Magen Avraham, and that if it's going to be clear water, it's going to be Mutter, and it's not going to be a Muksa problem. He's going to explain why. V'taymo Nireh, the Hari Af Lahataz Kevanchu Bishuso. Since it's in his Vishus. V'ena Mechuset Seida, it's in a small beaver, it's in a small pool. And it's not Mechuset Seida, Kechayev Ov Shebishuso Dami. So it's just like an animal that's in your Vishus. V'emo Mishum Muksa, there's no problem of Muksa. That's if you designate it to eat it. V'rak V'neshe Mechuset Min Ayin. The only problem is if you can't see them. V'imkein Efsher, it could be. If the water is clear, you can see the fish through the water. It could be it's as if it's sitting in a kufsa, and it won't need hachana at all. Now, it could be saying even the regular animals don't need hachana if they're animals that are oimid for shchita, not the animals that are oimid for the gadol beitzim and for chalav. It could be even without designated. So here he's saying that also you don't need to designate. It's possible that the Taz will agree to the Magen Avraham as long as it's if it's clear water. And Shulchan Aruch Rav thinks that the Taz is going to disagree with the Magen Avraham. It's not going to help that the water is clear. That is Seif Aleph. Seif Beis. Dagim v'ofos v'chaya sheheim muksa. Ain mashkinos on yontif. We don't give them to drink on yontif. They ain't nosif they amazonos, and we don't give them food. Why? Shema yavo likach mehem. You might come to take them. The kol masha aser laachlo or leshtamish of neshu muksa aser tatlo. If you're not allowed to eat the animal because it's muksa, or you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the animal because it's muksa, you're also not allowed to move the animal because he's muksa. Let's see mishabura sifkatan dalid dagim vafot shehem muksa. Me the tala tamba muksa, the fact that the mechaber tells us that the reason is that it's muksa. Mashma, the hu adin behema could go behema midbaris hamavur lekaman, or could go avaz v'tanagolat omed the gadol beitzim. Even a behema here it says dagim ofot chaya, but he says we're dealing with muksa, so we also have behemas that are muksa. After the shayach ben tzeda, even though there's no problem with tzeda, they're your animals. They're in your living room. There's no tzeda problem. But there's still a muksa problem. Came on dehem muksa. Also lahashkoson, you're not allowed to give them to drink. V'litim them mazonos. Shema yavo lechom em yantov. Because you might come to eat them on yantiv. You might come to shecht these animals and eat them on yantiv. Which the Sharati and Oisches points out would be the Machaber Lishitaso, who holds that there's an Isser Muksa on Yantif, as opposed to the Yesh Omrim in the Ramah that we saw in Tuf Tzadi Hay, who says that we paskin like Reb Shimon even on Yantif, and there's not going to be a general Muksa problem. Avalakama Besif Zayin, like we just saw, saw some of Machaber Kedas Aposkin to Toli Adover B'Tzeda. And Sif Zayin, the Machaber just pointed out, is it Mechusat Tzeda or not Mechusat Tzeda? Didn't say anything about it being Muksa or not being Muksa. The Kol She'ein Mechusat Tzeda Mutu Litin Lifnei Amazonos. As long as it's not Mechusat Tzeda, you'd be allowed to catch it, because it's already caught, and you'd be allowed to feed it as well. That's what the Machaber just told us when we saw the Machaber in Sif Zayin. So here the Mechaber seems to focus on the Isser Muksa, and there the Mechaber focuses on an Isser Tzeda. The Kosa Pri Chodesh, the Kein Nogun HaOyla, V'chein Hu HaIker Ayin Shom. That the Iker is if it is Mechuser Tzeda or not Mechuser Tzeda. That determines if you're allowed to feed the animal or not, which sounds like the Tosis that we saw over there, that it's Hab HaTalia. If you can catch it, then you can feed it. If you can't catch it, then you can't feed it. As opposed to being tolui in the muksa, that we're afraid you're going to end up not catching the animal, because the animal could be already caught, according to the muksa opinion. We're afraid you're going to eat the animal. We're afraid you're going to be metaltel and eat the animal. Mishra sifkotan, hey, ein mashkim ein osin lefneim mizonos. Kosu achronim, dafka lefneim mamish osalitein. You can't put the food mamish in front of them. That's the iser of feeding that we're talking about over here with these animals. But if you throw the food far away, they buy the ochlim and they go get the food. That's not no problem. Why? Because you're doing it in a weird way. Kaman the osa hekera. So you're doing it in a way that there's a heker. It's a reminder. It's recognizable that you're doing something different. So that's a reminder, Midka, you'll remember La'asi Likach Mehem, and you're not going to come to take the animals and eat them. The Dirshu footnote 6 points out, we're talking about animals that are your animals, and maybe there's a problem feeding them because they're muksa, so you should, you know, do it with a shimur. But we're not talking about hefkedika animals that have no shaykhs to you and it's not your business to feed them. Those animals you can't even feed by throwing. I said, okay, when I first saw it, okay, you throw the tashlich bread far away, let the fish go get it, and then you're doing it with heked. No. It's only, it brings up from the Dogam Ravava, that only if it's animals that it is incumbent upon you to feed them, that you're animals. And based on this, the Dogam Ravava also points out that you can't feed the birds the breadcrumbs on Shabbos Shira, even though there is such a minhag. So you do Erev Shabbos Shira, I guess, to be Mekayim. So we do Erev Shabbos Shira when we do it. We do Erev Shabbos Shira. Not to put out bread for the birds on Shabbos. The birds are not yours. You're not allowed to feed them. And even with the heker over here, the heker over here is only if they are birds. What's the problem with Shema Yavo Likach Mehem? Mishaber Sifkatan Vav. La'achom, we're afraid to come take them to eat them. That's the Xerah. Don't feed them, because if you feed them, next thing you know, you're going to take them, you're going to shech them, you're going to eat them. And these animals are muksa, you're not allowed to eat them. So what if you're dealing with a behema tameya? Says the Mishabura, behema tameya, delo shayach ze amutu de kuli alma. If it's a behema tameya, which is not shayach, you're not going to eat him, obviously, so then you'd be allowed to feed him. Chat box question. So, do you throw the bread by tashlich? No, it's the same thing. These are not your animals. Even with a shinui, it's going to be also. No bread by tashlich. Okay, that is Sif Beis. Okay, I think we're gonna stop here. We'll do a chatzi shir. So that's Tav Tzadi Zayin, Aleph and Beis, and we also did Seif Zayin.